T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
And now the pitch by Martinez. His option in and hits Gerald Williams on the left hand.
Dig your cleats in.
Now he's going to charge the mound. He's going to charge Martinez, and the fight is on. He got the right hand in before he's grabbed from behind by Barachek, and now the benches are empty.
It's time for hour two of the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris.
Yashinsky wanting to know, am I going? He is going.
And Mike Lynch.
It is a collision.
Step up to the plate for hour two of the Hot Corner.
Posada getting into it with Barrett. I mean, there is some hooking going on in the bottom of two piles.
On 1080.
Whoa. Bautista got all he could handle with that. Wow. That's some pretty solid contact right there.
The Fan.
Second hour of the Hot Corner here. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that on the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080 The Fan. Speaking of podcasts, Piers on Us drops tomorrow at 4 o'clock as we sat down with Andy from Brewery 26.
Yes.
Fun little podcast we recorded today.
It is. It'll drop tomorrow around 4.
I enjoyed that.
You will learn about a brewery you may not have known about. And how they were going through COVID-19.
Yeah, and they dropped us off some beers, and what we had was delicious.
It was.
Pretty good so far.
Yes.
I'm going to drink that other IPA tonight, Crispy Clear IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Drink tonight. I'm going to power through the second half of Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. Where did I put those beers? I think they're in my backpack.
Getting warm?
Yep.
Michael.
Yep, they're in there.
You know the rules.
What are the rules?
Don't get beer warm.
Well, but then you just put it back in the fridge.
No, that...
I know.
Have you learned nothing?
I've learned nothing. Jon Snow.
I just learned something really kind of crazy that it's still not, like, set in yet.
What did you learn?
Well, I go on a rafting trip every Memorial Day weekend into Idaho.
Oh, no.
And all of the campsites on the river are closed.
Yeah. That makes sense at this point, right?
Until
further notice?
June 30th.
Ah.
And you can walk across the river at June 30th.
Okay.
So you can't raft it.
Wow. So that's not happening then?
That's not happening.
Man. That's got to be the first time for you in a very long... How many years in a row have you done that trip? Red Line Nation?
This is our Locksaw, Idaho trip. I've been rafting out there since I was a kid, but I've gone every year since 2006 with the exception of 2008 because the water was dangerously high and we decided to do drugs and go to Sasquatch instead.
Well,
where I saw some really cool bands.
The virus is dangerously high right now, so.
Yeah, but this is out in Idaho.
Yeah.
There are no laws in Idaho.
Well, they have some cases out there even though they don't have a lot, so.
Yeah, well,
I guess it makes you. You probably should have expected that, right?
Well, this sucks, dude. No, I don't want to do anything.
Anything?
No.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk more baseball?
No, not really.
All right. You want to go home?
No. Home is boring.
What do you want to do then?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Riveting radio.
No, I don't.
Where do you want to go to eat? I don't know. I don't care.
No, I
don't here? Nah, don't like that place. No. I thought you said you didn't care. Nah, I don't like it.
No. We can hang out here. So, Tigers, huh?
You haven't even watched it.
No, I'm not going to watch that show.
Why?
Because it just doesn't interest me.
Well, it doesn't. It didn't interest me until I watched it and I went,
I also don't have a ton of free time to watch TV, you know, trying to help keep a brewery afloat. And
wow.
I was hoping nobody called me out on that one.
Wow.
There's a group of us. We're all trying really hard.
We're trying to keep America afloat. Okay.
Screw America. I'm not a
loser sitting on my couch watching Netflix.
Well, yeah.
Just last week, you were talking about all the movies and shows you were watching. You clearly have time to watch it.
No, I don't. I've just been watching the same stuff I always watch.
I do too, but
so
that,
just what?
I'm powering through Mandalorian again.
It's just Patrick. I don't. What, Patrick?
Yeah. And I just got Rise of Skywalker on DVD yesterday.
Hey, listen, I've said this
before.
Which
he's seen 15 times already.
I know, but not from the comfort of my own home, Michael.
I've said this before. In today's age, there is a lot of content and what seems like less time more than ever to consume that content, except right now, obviously, with being at home. But, I mean, Patrick, this is a pretty damn good documentary. And it's even better when stuff happens while they're filming the documentary, like stuff happens and leaks out and they find things out. So it's like, it's good. It's very interesting and a very colorful cast of characters.
I am just,
and it's all real.
I am just not interested in the subject matter.
Neither was I until I watched it.
A hipster thing where it's like, oh, everybody's watching it, so I'm not going to watch it. No, I don't think that way. I don't think that way. I'm just not interested in some rednecks in Oklahoma or wherever they are. With some tigers and some dead people. Well, of course I know. That's all the people on this station talk about.
What do you mean, people?
I mean, you people.
I mean, they legitimately brought on a dude on both shows.
Yeah, we had the original podcast guy on both shows.
Yeah, I was up early enough this morning. I was in the car, and I turned on Dusty and Cam. My good friends, Dustin and Camlin Cleland. And I turned them on because I said, I never get to listen to these yahoos. I'm so excited. And they were talking about this garbage, and I turned it off.
Where were you when Blackfish came out, okay?
Hey, that was good.
That was good.
I enjoyed that. Interesting topic. Animal rights.
This is literally the same thing.
No, because this is more about a bunch of white trash people killing white trash people.
It's sprinkled in there, but at the basis of it, animal rights, Patrick.
Yeah, there's animal rights. There's tigers. There's cute cubs.
Not one of you people. Yes, you people.
There's cults.
Have talked
tigers.
About the exploitation of these animals. All you guys talk about just are these terrible human beings.
Well, you know why? Because Carol Baskin talks about it all the time. Until she kills her husband, allegedly.
Damn that Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Damn it, Mike.
Come on, Patrick. You're going to miss all the inside jokes.
No, I'm not. I haven't seen SpongeBob. I haven't seen Rick and Morty. And I'm doing just fine.
Hey.
You would love Rick and Morty.
By the way.
My girlfriend tells me that show sucks.
Won't say it, but rethink your choices.
She was like, that show's dumb. Even when you're stoned, it's dumb. Don't watch it. And I was like, well, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, you should probably watch it.
By the way, part two of season four got announced today.
I saw that.
Anyways, or the Tiger King, you definitely need to watch that because it's, I like consuming things that make me feel better about myself. Like, wow, at least I'm not taking advantage of tigers and smoking meth out in Oklahoma like these people are.
See, I'm not interested in people that raise tigers and smoke meth in Oklahoma. I did watch a 30 for 30 on Matt Hoffman yesterday, though.
That's kind of cool.
Cool.
BMXer. He's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, I know BMX. Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking about Oklahoma.
Is he running a tiger ring?
No.
200, 300 plus tigers and
let me tell
bears,
you this, Patrick. You don't have to finish the documentary because it does slow down a little bit at the end, but you should watch the first four or five episodes.
Yeah, and then should we throw the extra episodes into the playoff format so they can, you know, just take a shot, see what happens? Jesus. Even though it's bad TV, just watch it anyway because you love tigers so much.
Sometimes you just got to realize you're not going to have a hill to die on in this situation, Joe. And Patrick will not watch this show.
Yeah, and the text line agrees with me.
One person on the text line
agrees with you.
Cool.
Two people? That's like two-thirds of our entire listening audience, Michael.
He's got three now that I look at it.
Boom! Boom!
Someone blaming this very station. Two shows on 1080 wrote me into watching Tiger King. Do not watch it. I couldn't take it after two episodes.
See, booyah.
But again, it's one of those things where like, God, these people are terrible. Well, at least I'm not them.
Although we have seen that this Tiger King like explosion of how it's such a like topic of conversation is forcing everybody to move up their stuff because everybody wants to be the next Tiger King. So we could see some really cool stuff. That's what I was going to get to. The Chicago Bulls documentary, not the MJ documentary. The Chicago Bulls documentary is coming out in a few weeks. And yes, I will be watching
April 14th, I believe, is the...
I thought it said 19th.
Well, okay. April 10th.
Either way, is a
debut for a 10-part series.
That I'm going to watch. And you know why I'm going to watch that? Because I'm interested in that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not interested in tigers?
You're not interested in murder? You're not interested in cults?
I love tigers. I love cats of all sorts.
You're not interested in like crazy big, sex plots and guys going to jail? And
Big Cat Diaries on Animal Planet used to be my jam. Mm. I love that.
I mean, accidental gun firing, throwing a wrench into everything. I mean,
intentional gun firing into explosives.
Yeah. See, I'm not interested in white trash.
it's entertaining.
It is pretty white trash.
I think there's just so much more things I could watch with my time.
They gave this guy a show already. Like he was on this like Animal Planet or something like that.
No. It was his own production channel.
Could have sworn they put it on broadcast television for a season. They're like,
I don't think so. I think that was all online only.
Yeah.
On his show, he was fake killing Carol Baskin. So, I mean, can't really put that on Animal Planet.
There's just all these shows. I don't watch them because I'm not interested. Ozark. People keep talking about Ozark. Yeah, not going to watch it. Not interested.
I've never seen it, but do you not like Jason Bateman?
That's a good show.
I heard it's a good show.
I think Jason Bateman's fine.
Yeah, I saw that season 3 is up. I'm down for that.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not going to watch that. It's just not interesting to me. I'm going to watch the new season of Westworld.
This text says, that King is awesome. Do it for the memes, damn it.
No. I've got enough memes in my life.
You read Reddit every day. Imagine how much more you would understand.
I know, but I follow prequel memes from Star Wars on Reddit, and that covers my meme intake like twofold.
But it's all from the same franchise, Patrick. You got to expand your meme boundaries here.
No, I don't. I don't have to do anything.
It's meme time.
It's not meme time. You know what you get when you get memes? You get Donald Trump. That's what you get.
No, you get the only cure for sadness. All my Jacksepticeye fans out there will know what I'm saying. But it's meme time. It's meme time.
All right. I just don't want to get fired. Memes are not life.
No one will out quiet me in those moments. I will stay quiet. I will just wait.
Really?
I mean, probably not really.
Yeah, like you have more to lose than I do.
I haven't lost, quote unquote, one of those silence battles in a while.
All right, when we come back, we'll keep making this thing up as we go. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
Oh, here, Mama's got some treats for you. Oh, here, you can't find this taste in the zoo.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Mama Carol, she sure loves you. Oh, kid. Mama made this for you.
This ain't changing my mind here, boys.
That voice, that buttery smooth voice of
the
Joe
voice
Exotic.
Of not Joe Exotic?
What are you talking about? That's clearly his voice.
Did you not hear that they found his singer? I think he's passed away. He used to live right in Southwest Washington, actually. I forget his name, but he lived down here.
What kills me about these documentaries is there's always the aftermath, you know, the story after the story. And I saw something along the lines like, who is Jeff Lowe's nanny going to be? And someone like didn't.
Have you seen the picture?
Oh, I saw her. Yeah.
Did you see the screenshot of his DM? The person wrote, he goes, so have you slept with the nanny yet? He goes, wouldn't you?
Jeff
the answer
Lowe,
to that is yes.
American treasure.
Well, American something.
Patrick wouldn't know, though.
No, he wouldn't.
Sorry, what?
Patrick pulled to me when you guys start talking WWE. I turned the mic off and just back away.
We can talk WWE if you want. Did WrestleMania is this weekend.
I was going to say, are they still having that?
They are.
Mike takes the headphones out.
They are. It's a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday.
In front of a raucous crowd here at the Performance Event Center.
Yeah, there's going to be nobody. And it's really too bad, too, because the card looks good. Roman Reigns was supposed to fight Goldberg for the title, and he was probably going to win it. But now Roman Reigns said he's not going to wrestle for like 6 months. And nobody's listening to me. It's just me.
What?
Roman Reigns is going to wrestle for 6 months. He fought leukemia twice, bro.
He did.
He can't get the COVID.
What?
That wasn't fake. That was real.
That was real. Yeah.
Real
injury. He can't get the COVID. He'll die. That wouldn't be cool. Not cool at all. Right, Mike?
Roger.
Man, it's too bad, too, because it sounds like the card looks really good. We were kind of talking over the break.
The sound of a turd being polished.
We were talking a little bit over the break. Are you guys excited at all about athletes playing each other in video games of their said sports? Does that pique your interest? Would it pique your interest if sports were going on?
No. It wouldn't, but I wouldn't ignore it completely. Like, if there was a clip on Twitter, I'd be interested in it, but I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it if sports were going on. But here's the kicker. In case you didn't know, sports aren't going on. So we're starved, apparently, for sports content. And video games are coming back into the fold here. They are.
Because one thing I find interesting, because I was listening to, I don't remember who I was listening to, it was radio the other day, and somebody was talking about the seeding of the NBA tournament. Mm-hmm. And why did they seed this tournament based on how good the players are in real life and not in basketball? It's like Kevin Durant's a one seed. And I'm like, is Kevin Durant really that good at NBA 2K?
Yeah, I thought that was strange. Because he had the highest rating, so they made him the one seed.
Yeah, so he's a one seed? Yeah, right, dude. Myers Leonard could probably mop the floor with Kevin Durant in video games. He's not doing anything else.
Myers Leonard apparently calls himself the best Call of Duty player in the whole league.
See, there you go, because he's
and
not.
He put a little montage out. He actually is really good.
Yeah, he's not doing anything else. So, of course, he's playing video games. You telling me that number 11 guy at the end of the bench is worse than Kevin Durant? No, he's probably better. I hope Durant loses.
Yeah, I think he's playing Derrick Jones Jr.
Well, to counterpoint that argument, apparently De'Aaron Fox is really good at COD as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he's really good, apparently. And Gordon Hayward, also a big gamer as well. So.
And Anthony Simon's also very good at COD, apparently.
You know,
for a little Blazer love.
I watched that Butler-Duke National Championship game the other day.
Yeah.
On television, and little Gordon Hayward was in that game.
And
boy, is he a lot different now than he was then.
How so?
Oh, he's an adult.
Oh, yes. Right. Does he look like a 13-year-old boy playing in this
game? Oh, yeah. He's just tall and kind of goofy, but like could stroke it. Yeah.
Not going to go there. Had a joke, inappropriate. We'll stop. Thank you.
And it's funny because he apparently is a gamer, and I see him on commercials when I flip through Reddit.
He is a Twitch streamer, I think.
And yeah, he just looks completely different. And that game was what, 10 years ago? Less than 10 years ago?
Well, you said 2000, was it 7?
I didn't say a year.
Oh, I think it was 7, 8, something like that. So
no. Duke Butler?
Yeah, something around then. 07,
no
08,
way, 2008.
Maybe, yeah, 07, 08, 08, 09, something
2010.
Like that.
2010.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 or 11.
09, 010, something like that, yeah.
Didn't 07, they go in 11 as well?
09, 010.
I've done it too.
I don't know.
Noon o'clock. I say noon o'clock a lot. Midnight 30.
That was a McDonald's sneeze, sorry.
Is that a symptom of overconsumption of McDonald's?
Yeah, that's McDonald's 19 right there.
Would we have the Elite Eight tomorrow? Or the Sweet 16 tomorrow? Is that where we'd be right now?
Yes,
we would.
Thanks for the reminder.
Sweet 16, Elite Eight.
Douche. Yeah.
Sorry, man. God, I was really looking forward to the tournament this year, too. Some really good teams. We talked about this, I think, previously. Yeah. I really liked Maryland. I thought Maryland was going to go far. I wanted to see Dayton crash and burn. A lot of people make terrible picks in their bracket.
You didn't want to see Obi top into the Final Four?
It would have been cool. But, I mean, you know, he's not a great shooter.
Okay. Anyway, back to the gaming, because that's...
Oh, yeah, back to the gaming. I think that matters. Because Mike cares.
No.
Oh, weird. Mike cares about a subject. Now he wants to talk. Weird.
No, it was just because we had talked about that last week.
Yeah, the hot corner with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris.
Okay. Now you're just making me feel bad.
Okay, sorry. The McDonald's already did that.
True, yes. Did you see what NASCAR's been doing with the iRacing?
No.
They are putting it on Fox Sports 1 and actually having the real broadcast. Like, Jeff Gordon is calling the races on there with, I forget the name of the play-by-play guy.
Oh, I think I saw, like, Earnhardt Jr. is doing better in this than he ever did in his career as a racer.
Damn!
Boom! Roasted!
But yeah, I mean, they're just playing on their computer. And it looks realistic, and it's really, really, really good simulation. So that's kind of cool. MLB did it, too. They had a couple of players playing MLB The Show against each other on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, but they're not like holding a wheel and turning like the NASCAR people.
No, they're just on
the one-way turning. Yeah. But they're on a stick. They're not swinging a stick.
Yep, that is true.
The big stick.
That is true. The little they're swinging the little stick.
Yeah, like I'll bet you Adam Conley can beat Clayton Kershaw in MLB The Show.
Probably.
Do you know who Adam Conley is?
Yeah, he used to start for the Marlins.
Sweet dude.
I don't remember what team he's on now, though.
I think he's still on the Marlins.
Is he still there?
I hope so.
Okay.
I keep tabs on him.
Why? Did you keep him in baseball 1 year, fantasy baseball?
No.
Oh.
Why else would I follow him?
Oh, is he Wazoo?
Go Cougs.
Okay. Fantasy baseball, no. Why would Patrick care about it? Oh, yeah, Washington.
Yeah, there we go, baby. Yeah. There we go.
So you're saying you would have no interest in this at all?
I don't think so.
Like a month more into this and no sports, and they're just like, hey, there's Kevin Durant playing 2K.
No, because it falls under the category. Well, it falls under. So things that disinterest me with sports is it's really hard for me to watch a game that's not live because the temptation to find out what happened is too strong. And so I don't. Mm-hmm. If I don't catch it live, I'll watch highlights on SportsCenter or whatever. And these video games literally mean nothing, so I don't care. Nothing. Like, if Chris Sale can beat Madison Bumgarner in a video game, don't care. Do not care in any way, shape, or form. You know, if you could find a way that the Astros could cheat, I might watch that.
Do you care at all about, like, the Mickelson-Woods stuff that they're planning, where they would go, like, one-on-one in these little tournaments?
Is it video games?
No, literally on the golf course.
That sounds great.
I mean, it doesn't matter, but it's 1v1.
That sounds great. That's actually playing. Mm. And it's not a bash on video games. I'm not bagging on video games. I got no problem with people that play video games. I don't really play video games, but I don't got an issue if you do that. However, replacing like FIFA with my fix for UEFA Champions League, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not there.
Is there a point where that would happen? A point of no sports, like a length of time without sports where you'd be like, you know what? I guess I'll watch a little FIFA.
No, I think I would watch old matches.
Mm.
I think I would. That's I think, fine. Yeah, like in baseball, like there's no baseball, but I watched like the first game at Met Stadium after 9/11 was on the other day. Braves Mets. Piazza hit a game winning home run.
Yeah. At Shea.
Larry Jones was talking about it in the commercial breaks.
It's funny because I'm the opposite. I have almost no interest in watching the classic games right now.
Oh, yeah. See, I've enjoyed those. So I watched that one. Then I watched 97 World Series. I watched the Arizona-Kentucky National Championship from 97. Miles Simon, Mike Bibby. Good team.
Mm. Before he was Superman Mike Bibby.
Yeah. I think
the largest arms of all time.
I think it's Patino's last year at Kentucky, too, because I think next year Kentucky wins with Tubby Smith.
And then
the Duke Butler game. Yeah, man, I've actually enjoyed the classics rewatching. I would do that over the video games.
Maybe this leads to a broader conversation, but
good. We could use it.
I'm not finding it that difficult to live without sports right now. I thought it would be a lot harder. I mean, I miss baseball dearly, clearly, but it's only been 3 weeks, but so far I'm okay.
Hold that thought. I have something to share with you as well.
Okay.
And we'll do all that next. But first, here's my man Joe with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
this around the world?
I don't know. I got to look the lyrics up. I get confused about what it's called sometimes.
Around the world. Around
repeat
the world,
64 times.
Around the world.
I know this song.
Yeah.
Who's it by?
Daft Punk.
Funny story about this
Not
song.
Not as good as Mike Carson.
You know how they put the radio back in the DeWalt radio back in the bullpen for the salespeople?
I do know that, yes.
This song came on 94.7 one day, I believe, and it was universally hated by the sales staff.
Hated?
Oh, after a minute and a half of the Around the World, there was quite the
boomers.
Quite the kerfuffle about what is this song? What is turn it off? And yeah, it was. I wasn't happy about it, but I was the leper in the group, so.
Like a leper.
Dark Knight.
Nice.
Good? Good? We good here?
Everybody's Patrick's getting so frustrated by our talk today.
It's 8:33 here on the fan next to the poop-filled Willamette. Don't go anywhere.
You're going to hear more bangers like that.
Mike, you brought up this point last segment that I thought was quite interesting.
Good, I'm glad.
How much are you missing sports? Now, the obvious answer is I want sports all day, every day. If I could have the Premier League, baseball, and college basketball all be in the same time frame, that'd be amazing. I would love life because there would always be something to watch.
Right.
And now we live in this world where there is nothing to watch.
Sports-wise.
And you kind of mentioned that you aren't missing it as much as you thought.
No. I'm so far, I mean, it's only been 3 weeks, but so far I'm doing okay. Yeah.
Do you think it's because of this time of year? That it's like the end of the NBA season where nobody really cares. Baseball's just starting. Most people don't really care. NFL is still 6 months away. You think that has anything to do with it?
No, I don't think so because, I mean, this is baseball. This is my favorite sports time. These last couple of weeks here, the end of spring training and right now the beginning of the season, it's the best time of the year for me. I love this to death. And I think this would be the hardest time for me not to have sports because once baseball starts, I mean, it becomes my life. Mm-hmm. Not completely, but like I am 75% baseball when baseball season's on. So right now I'm 0% baseball. Because there's no baseball.
Right.
And I'm still okay. So I don't think it has to do with the time of year. I just think that maybe I'm realizing that I'm not as reliant on sports as I thought I was to enjoy myself. Or maybe sports gets in the way of doing other things that I'm also interested in because it takes a lot of time and I choose it first a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to do those things, whether that's watching TV shows that I haven't had a chance to watch or playing games I haven't had a chance to play. Instead of watching the Yankees for 3 hours, which of course I would rather do, I now can spend those 3 hours doing something else. So maybe that's why it's become a little bit easier for me. Again, it's early. It's 3 weeks. Talk to me in a month. Maybe I'm like, oh my God, when the hell's baseball coming back, please. But right now I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, I want it to come back, but take your time.
Yeah. I'm kind of in something similar, but I think my reasons are different. I'm doing okay. The fact that I can't watch sports and I can't go to a bar, I thought would be pretty rough, but I'm okay. But I think I'm okay because I still see the end.
And also both of us are still working.
This is also true, but I still see a short-term finish line. I think if somebody told me there was going to be no sports till 2021, I might lose it.
I mean, I think if someone said that, I think in the back of my mind, I'm expecting that a little bit, or I'm trying to prepare for that. I would be bummed, but I'd say, good, let's just start fresh next year, right? I think that's kind of how I would look at it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, though. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm in denial of that being a thing. It's in the back of my head, but I can't wrap my mind around it. So I don't know how I would react, but again, I think I'd probably be okay.
Joe, do you miss sports?
Yeah, I miss it. But I think I'm in the same boat as Mike. 3 weeks, I'm doing okay. And I think it's just a matter of there's certain quotes and things people say during these times that stick out, and it's in times of crisis. One of the, I don't know who said it, but in times of crisis, we do things as humans we never thought we could do.
Sounds like FDR.
It's something, yeah, I want to say it's a throwback quote for, but basically it's perfect for this. It's like, this is an unprecedented territory for everybody, and at this point, sports is very secondary with everything else that's going on. Our livelihoods, our families, parents, people around us, obvious economic, political, all of it. So it's when all of this comes to the forefront, to me, it says like, yeah, sports can take a back burner until we kind of get everything sorted out here with our own public health. And to me, I might be in the minority here, but it's like, I don't care if it takes 6 months, a year, year and a half. They say it might be a year, year and a half until we can get ahead of this and get all done with it, basically. Vaccine time is what they're saying. But and if that's the case, I'm all for it because I don't want to live like this. I don't want to go through this. And it's people say you take the big sacrifice, the big hit now, then you will be saving yourself time down the road that you have to do this. So
that's at least until the vaccine comes out.
And
but some people are talking that there could be like a Tamiflu-like treatment.
I don't know what that is.
Tamiflu is like, it's a treatment you get when you get the flu. It makes it go away faster and it deals with all the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy from Stanford or something. I forget where it was from.
One of those smart guy schools.
Yeah, he found antibodies. He found something that's going to work. Now they have to put it through testing.
Right.
But he said that best case scenario by September, they should have that.
Yeah.
Which means that by September, if you get it, you will be cured faster.
Yeah.
And it will go away. It won't be a vaccine, but it will be a treatment,
and
which we right now we don't have. Right now, the treatment is wait,
yeah.
And if it gets bad,
yeah.
Go on a ventilator.
Take care of yourself. Yeah,
right.
Stay in bed, drink water, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
To ask us in August, September, I think this is a good question. I mean, honestly, this is a question we'll have to ask ourselves every month, probably. How are we feeling in at the end of April, end of May, all that? But
I know Patrick doesn't feel this way, but for football fans, the second football starts getting threatened, S is going to hit the fan.
That's why I was saying ask us in August. Because
you think that will be? You think football's the tipping point?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I think for a lot of people, yeah.
Everybody's saying, I don't care about these sports right now, but when September hits, I better have the NFL and college football.
But to that being said, soccer, football is the biggest
football
sport in the world, and look what they did. They canceled. They're not playing. So and those are billion-dollar organizations right there as well.
God, the Euros are going to be so good this year. They're going to be so good.
So I'm just looking at those.
So good.
If you want to compare those to NFL, American football, I mean, soccer internationally holds up to it as well, and they canceled everything. And that's
yeah, it. And this year would have been an almost year-round year because the Euros and the Olympics.
I was going to say, and they seem to be playing all the time in soccer. Mm-hmm. So for them to just be like, we're done. I mean, if August comes around and they're still having to deal with this, which it sounds like, it's not going to be pretty for a lot of people once football season gets threatened. You're right, Mike.
I'm not pumped about that, guys. Not going to lie.
I will say, did you guys see the article or the headline that came out that a good chunk of programs would be devastated, could possibly fold because of if they miss a season?
In college, yeah. Because the amount of money that comes in from football holds a ton of programs afloat.
So what did they do?
Like when the Citadel gets $750,000, gets smacked by Bama?
And maybe I understand some of those smaller schools, but like when I saw that, I was like, so what have you been doing with all this money? Oh, that's right, by building the $50 million football facilities and those big-ass stadiums and,
and
locker rooms. And yeah, that's where all that money, maybe probably could have saved that money for this time, But no, apparently if we don't have one season, these programs are folding.
Well, I think to be fair, the programs that spend all that money on the big facilities will not fold.
Right, like the Clemsons, Bamas, Oregon,
right.
But look
at like a Mountain West school.
Yes.
Those schools, remember, the football money.
Whoa, Boise State is a nice institution. They just had an earthquake.
They did a big one, too. The football money keeps the rest of the athletic department afloat. So it's not just football.
Yeah.
It's the football money paying for basketball and baseball and track
women's
and field and women's volleyball
that.
And swimming and all that kind of stuff. If that money doesn't come in for a year for a school that relies almost completely on it, and maybe Boise State's not the best example. Let's say like Utah State, right? A Mountain West school. That football money is huge for them. If they lose that for a full year, what happens to not only football, but all of their athletic
programs?
I'm just
saying, it's like they've been playing, I don't know, maybe I got to look at the books better, but it's like, and some of these schools aren't profitable from their athletics, and they have to have the boosters, obviously, but it's just, it kills me that it's like, damn, one season, you miss one season, and it's just like, we're done. Can't do it.
Yeah,
sorry, we're folding.
I wonder if this could finally create the super conference, you know?
It might.
Yeah, possibly.
But I don't want this to be the reason the Super Conference is created.
Course. Yeah, it's like Oregon, USC, Oklahoma, Texas, Bama, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State. And that's all we watch.
Yeah, Florida.
And I root against every single one of them. I'd root for USC. Pac-12.
Oh, God.
Pac-10.
Don't you say that.
What? I'm not going to root for Oregon.
I know that, but don't root for USC.
Sure as hell not rooting for UW. UW. Sounds like some people in Oklahoma that raise cats.
Sounds like Patrick's getting more and more interested by the segment.
No, I'm not interested.
Keeps referencing it.
I would like to snuggle with a tiger. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, a lot of people do. That's why they're so successful.
Really?
Yeah. And by so successful, I mean whatever it is that they are. But people want to go cuddle with tigers really badly.
Really badly.
Yeah.
Do it for the gram. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. That's Mike Lynch. I'm Patrick Harris. Joe Fish behind the glass. 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Screen Day. Saw Billy Joel Armstrong on TV the other day. Part of that Elton John celebrity music thing. Homeboy doesn't look great.
No.
No, he's still holding on to that same haircut, but he's like 45. Mm. And you're just kind of like, yo, man, it's okay to have a different hair right now.
Still rocking eyeliner?
Yeah. Yeah. And with the eyeliner's fine. Like, that doesn't bother me at all. But it's like the spiky, not spiky, but like the disheveled, high up, like punk-ish hair.
He's starting to turn into like Alice Cooper almost.
Yeah. Yeah. He's kind of looking like that because Alice Cooper did not age well.
No, no.
And Billy Joe is kind of going the same route.
Right.
Also, I found that special to be really funny. They had Elton John host it, but they were going to have Elton John perform. But the house that he's in, his LA house that he's quarantined in right now, doesn't have a piano.
But Elton John has a home that doesn't have a piano.
Right? That's what I thought.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Not even a Korg or something like that he could hook up?
Nothing.
Or, just a little digital keyboard or something.
Nobody can bring something over?
Well, no, social distancing.
Check one of your neighbors. Screw that. Elton John needs a piano. I'll get the Cove.
Guitar only delivery order.
Do you think a piano store is still open doing deliveries?
Do you know what it's like to deliver a piano?
All I've seen is on TV shows you have to like put it on a crane.
Yeah, it takes takes a nation.
Okay.
Sir, I need one piano order to my house. My name is Elton John. Yeah, okay, buddy. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not
Elton
George Washington.
John.
Yeah.
What's next? You were knighted or something?
What are you wearing, Elton John?
Speaking of social distancing, I saw something funny. There's a skate park in a town. I don't remember what town it was. But kids wouldn't stop skating in the skate park. So they filled it with dirt. Teach you little kids how to follow some rules.
That's funny.
I saw it and I was like, oh, that skate park looks terrible. You know how long it's going to take for them to clean that up?
I know.
It looked like dirt and bark dust. And it's like, those little wood chips.
Oh, my God.
Kids are going to go flying for years.
I know. I'm thinking about it like, so how do you clean it up? You probably get like a backhoe and you start, dig it out like construction. Unless you just get 10 guys with shovels. That would take a lot longer.
Yeah.
But, and then what? You got all the remnants on the bottom of the bowl?
Yeah.
All the, like, it's going to be like dirt stains. And you're right. There's going to be the little wood chips down there.
Yeah, you can trip everybody.
How do you get rid of that?
You don't.
You have like a giant vacuum?
You just crapped on the skate park for the rest of its life. Might as well make it a parking lot now. Just fill it in with concrete.
Might as well. Might probably need parking, right?
Everybody needs parking.
Yeah, that's true.
You been downtown yet?
No. I've had no need.
Yeah, I have no need either, but I keep driving by it a little bit, and boy, it's quiet.
I can imagine. It's a pretty quiet downtown as it is compared to other cities, and now that nobody's going out.
Hey, good news. An epidemiologist? What's the word?
Epidemiologist?
Epidemiologist. For some big old fancy organ board collective of doctors, whatever, I don't know. But he said that the social distancing steps that we have taken could very much help with the spread of this, and that
they're saying Oregon's in a pretty good spot right now.
Yes, so that by what we implemented, it could reduce the cases by 50 to 70%. So keep doing you, boo boo. Stay home, chill, be a loner. It's all good.
Sounds like we should start building the baseball stadium so every team can play all of their games in the state of Oregon.
That'd be great.
That'd work for me.
Absolutely. You think they could build it in like 2 months?
If you put your mind to it,
anything is possible.
Anything is possible!
You believe Kevin Garnett.
I believe Kevin Garnett.
You should.
Mostly out of fear.
I was going to say, you should be scared enough to, yeah.
Is he not one of the scariest NBA players ever?
Yes.
With how much trash talk he had.
Don't say fake tough guy.
Well, I mean...
He's not a fake tough guy. I bet you he could fight.
I'm sorry. I lost a little respect for him after the whole Charlie Villanueva things, calling him a cancer patient. And then when Charlie Villanueva said that, he called
him a mad trash talk.
Yeah, you could say that, Patrick. And when he said that, he called him a cancer patient. He's like, no. I said you were a cancer to your team.
A cancer patient.
No. You know what Charlie Villanueva looks like. You don't say that.
I know what he looks like.
I know. He has a very discernible look.
I don't know... I'm certainly not going to tell Kevin Garnett that his opinions are not valid. That's his opinion. If that's how he feels, then
hey man,
that's
he puts
how
up
20, he feels.
20 and 10 a night. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Been doing it since he was 18.
Is there a scarier NBA player
than KG? I don't know, man.
I'm trying to think of like guys who had
had
the mean mugs.
And he's so long. Like his arms are so long. And yes, his stare down is terrifying. I don't know. I was always kind of afraid of Rasheed Wallace, but that's why I loved him so much.
But if he wasn't on the Blazers.
Because I always felt that me and Sheed were boys, you know? And if I ever needed him, he'd be there for me.
Ball don't lie.
And quit looking at the spot on his head. So I always thought Sheed was pretty scary. Ben Wallace,
yes.
Also a scary looking dude.
Ben Wallace had the mean mug on for sure.
And he's just a big dude.
Very big.
And he like violently dunk, you know.
And he was incredibly good at defense.
Yeah.
You have to be good defensively if you're going to be scary, in my opinion. You have to be.
Yeah. Tony Allen looks a little scary.
I suppose he is good defensively, yeah.
Boogie Cousins just got mentioned on the text line.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I'll bet you 5 years ago you were scared of Boogie Cousins. Now you're just like, what a punk.
Stay on the bench.
Loser. Nobody likes you.
Well, Myers Leonard could stand up to him and bother him, so I wasn't that scared of him.
Myers Leonard would cry faster than Tyler Hansbrough against Duke.
But
I just made that joke up, too.
That was a good one.
You said Myers Leonard, and I thought about him crying, and I instantly saw Tyler Hansbrough's face when he gets his nose broken. He's like, oh, I'm ready to fight you guys.
Right after I get a tissue and a nose job.
Yeah. Ooh, another good one. Kendrick Perkins. Ooh, that's a scary dude right there for sure.
It's weird because I see him on TV now, and he's like a normal talker.
I know. But Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson are the same way.
Matt Barnes was a scary guy.
I feel like Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson on the court were scary. Now they're on Cowherd and they're like, yo, what's up, dude? I got this nice suit on. It actually makes my tats look good.
I have a real answer here, too. Gilbert Arenas, who would bring guns into the locker room.
No, fake tough guy. Fake tough guy needs guns.
Fake tough guy with real weapons.
Fake tough guy needs guns, man. KG just finger guns you to death.
I thought you were going somewhere different. I was very uncomfortable for a second.
Where did you think I was going?
Well, you said the word finger.
Yeah, where was I going?
I mean, connect the dots, please.
I can't. That's why I'm asking. If I could connect. Ye old sign language. What is this, prison?
might as well be.
Anything is possible!
Yes!
Oh, man. Is that Jordan documentary coming out next week? I want to watch that.
We talked about that 3 segments
ago. Ooh, Charles Oakley. Text line coming in strong right now. Charles Oakley.
Do you have amnesia from the last 3 segments? We said it, April 14th or 19th. Whatever.
Yeah, I forget. Time is irrelevant right now,
my young
grasshopper. All right, we'll come back next week and maybe we'll have something to talk about, or maybe we won't. I'm definitely not going to watch Tiger King from now until then.
Okay.
So it won't be that, but maybe I'll watch Rick and Morty.
You should do that.
Man up.
Yeah. Give it the first season.
I just need to rewatch all the things I've already seen 6 times. And
understand the importance of that to you.
And then I will get into the new stuff.
Okay.
Ooh, Ron Artest.
I mean, he punched somebody in the stands.
Yeah, but then he went peaceful. Yeah, but he didn't punch him like Steven Jackson did. Steven Jackson went closed fist haymaker.
That's true. Ron Artest just laid on the bench and had beer and popcorn thrown on him.
Yeah, he did deck that, like, turtle-looking fat kid.
That is true.
That was great. That kid, like, threw up his fist and then put his hands down. And he got all scared.
Yep.
And Artest just goes, dink! But he looks like Turtle from Entourage. Anyway, that's Mike Lynch. Joe Fish, thanks for listening tonight. We'll be back next week with all that kind of stuff. Enjoy your evening. Stay safe out there. Do something I would do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.